and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 242. So you have mastered the art of being in two places at once then?
Me?
Yes, you.
No, I've just got two screens on.
Do you want to share?
I'm in the same place.
I know you are, and I said you could do it, so why not? Hello, Jonathan. He's just getting dinner out of the oven.
Ooh, Dover sole.
Dover sole and some lentils.
That reminds me.
Of a video.
Of a video. Chucky, Dover sole.
Yeah. Three of the players wanted Dover sole. Now where are we up to, Jonathan? Hello, Paul. Hello, Kim. Hello, Anthony. It's Biggles Day. Or possibly Biggles Week. Or, given the speed of my download, Biggles Month. We'll see how that goes. I'm only downloading it. Don't panic. I'm not thinking of installing it before tomorrow. I thought I'd update my laptop. My laptop updated a lot quicker than my iMac did the other night, which was a total nightmare. But bizarrely, when it comes to downloading Biggles, neither of them are shifting that fast. What's the latest count on this one? 13 hours on the laptop, and the other one can't even work it out. It's too long. It's too long a download. CQ, Deb. CQ. Hello, Paul. Anybody else started the download? Could it possibly be slower than mine? Is there a way of installing Biggles on a virtual machine? I do believe there is, Anthony. You need the installer, and then you go through the similar process to as if you were installing Catalina. I'm really surprised. Only 20 minutes left on Paul's download. Oh, there's the rest of my life left on mine. Good job I'm not in a rush, isn't it? I've no intention of installing it, so that's not... the speed of the download doesn't really matter. But this is like going back to when... Which was the first one? It was Lion, wasn't it?
Lion.
Yeah. When Wick came to download Lion, and we were all saying, no, it's far too soon not to have media. No. We came to download it. And I think Graham lives in a beautiful village, and half of it has faster internet than the other half. And the half he's in doesn't have the best internet. This was the situation back in 2011. But his sister had better internet on the other side of town. Couldn't make this stuff up, could you? And I was downloading mine, and it was saying like 8-9 hours. But his was like 8 days. And we were laughing about, I'll buy a pigeon. I'll stick it on a disc. I'll send it to you. So some things never change. Oh, it's gone up to 200 meg now. 200 meg of 12 point something gig. Hello, Simon. This might seem like a silly question, but why are you downloading it if you're not going to install it? Because, Jonathan, what do I do every time there's a new OS? I make a video about making a boot disk for it. You don't actually have to have it installed to make a boot disk for it. It's going to be a little bit trickier this time, given everything's changed, but I thought I might as well download it and see how we go. But that, of course, was many hours ago. 209.8 meg of 12.18 gig. About 16 hours remaining. I think they mean Earth hours, but I wouldn't guarantee it. It could be Apple hours. Like I said, Christmas. Yes, I'll install it at Christmas. Oh, we'll see. I'm assuming it's absolutely chaotic at the moment and everybody's trying to download it, which quite surprises me because, you know, like, all you guys are far too sensible. So who's actually downloading this, and why are you taking my bandwidth? Go away. Leave me alone. But, you know, you guys are so eagle-eyed. You spot anything and everything, and yet you all missed something. You all missed the opportunity to berate me. And I can't quite believe that. It must have been you were looking in the wrong direction. I totally agree, Paul. It's amazing how big a download is these days, and it's considered normal. I think when we were downloading it back in 2011, it was about 3.5-4 gig. which was going it some for then. I mean, now that wouldn't be that bad, would it? But Johnny, this is just so slow.
Johnny, in the current circumstances, saying avoid it like the plague probably wasn't the best thing to say.
Can I explain to you, Jonathan, how some people are avoiding it like the plague? But I want to go out to Cornwall. Can I go out and meet my friend? Avoiding it like the plague has a totally different meaning now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Avoiding it like COVID. In other words, anything goes. Unless you're sensible like the rest of the MacBiters. In which case, I've decided, I've just said to Mike, I really am more afraid of catching stupid. So I'm definitely, even when this is over and everybody's inoculated up to their eyeballs, I'm like, is there anything you actually need to go out for? And I think the answer's going to be no. I'm not going to bother. But you've all, you're not conceding high Sierra until at least January. I don't blame you. I just thought, you know, big old day. What did we all used to do? We used to download it on the day. I thought, I'll do that. I did not expect. I thought it could take 2-3 hours. And I would have thought that was okay. But 16 hours, honestly. You know what I should do, don't you? I should do the Twitter thing and see what's happening in there. But there is a reason that I am not in Twitter and doing the Twitter thing. And you have all still missed the glaring thing you could have had a right laugh over. Can't believe you guys. I know some of you have seen it. You've just not clocked it, have you? More on what happened, what the debacle was tomorrow. But there's something in what I've put out there that I thought you'd all pick up on. And I actually said to Mike, wait for it. Wait for it. I'm going to get a lot of grief. Jonathan's like, no, what is it? Well, if you go back to Slack, where you've already been, and you look at the post that says, here we go. Wait, no, we don't. Have a look at those two images. And then tell me what you should have clocked the first time and had a right old giggle over. And I'll explain the complete debacle tomorrow. But there's definitely something in there that you should have said, oh, Elaine, what was that? You know, don't you? Because I've just shown you. Jonathan, 57 updates. Oh, yes. What do I always say to Mike about updating? I look at mine. There is a reason, honestly. Stopped updating. Seriously, it's been... Could you wonder? I'm just going to buy a new Mac. It's easier. The App Store wouldn't update anything. In fact, it was worse than that. Wouldn't even tell me there was any updates. So I couldn't have updated if I wanted to. So I've sorted it. But it's one of those things that's like, yeah, I don't particularly need to fix that right at this second, do I? And then I realise that there's an app that needs updating. And yes, I do actually need to update that. And then I can't update it anyway. So it's all a farce. But I'm hopeful, given the fact it's saying 57 updates, that it means 57 updates and that I can actually update. So let's see how that goes. I'm working on it. But it was really worth buying that high-speed internet connection, wasn't it? To download this at the best part of like 1K every 20 minutes. Oh, yeah. That was really worth it.
But it's them.
It's them.
As we used to say to your father.
Oh, my dad and his tech. What was he like? Yes.
Might as well
it is
not
them.
Have this.
It is them. I mean, the one on the Mac, I thought the one on the Mac would download much faster because it's a wired connection. But it's not, to be honest. It started way before the one on the laptop. So I would say it's about 50-50, about 16, 17 hours it's reckoning. I love the little option there as well. Automatically keep my Mac up to date. Like, no, don't do that. Can you imagine what's going to happen in Chidgey tomorrow? Oh, my Mac's updated overnight. What on earth's this? Rachel will have a shower and do it while she's in there. And then she'll come back and it's the fact it's going to look so different that we'll throw them.
And other Cartesian households.
Oh, Bill. Yes, Bill always asks, doesn't he?
And Bernie.
Girl Bernie.
Girl Bernie.
Girl Bernie. We have a boy Bernie and a girl Bernie. Oh, I think she'll probably just do it anyway. No, what happened last year with Bill and Bill's Catalina update, he put it off and put it off. And I kept saying, well, you know, he doesn't really have much in the way of other than Apple software, though, does he? So if you think about it, he doesn't have to worry about compatibility with Audio Hijack like I do. So I said, well, it depends on your software. I'd hang off till at least the 0.1. Anyway, he did. So he decided, do you actually remember the conversation? I remember this as clear as a bell. Bill said to us at one of the coffee things after Mass, do you know how to update to Catalina? And I said, yeah, I do. And Rachel just nearly wet herself and she said, I think he needs more information than that. It wasn't just an idle question. So I went, oh, right, what do you need to know? So we worked it out and I said to him, make sure you've backed everything up first. Oh, yes, no problem, said Bill. All my data's backed up and off he toddled. Next minute, I get a panicked email. All my contacts have gone. Well, could we find his contacts? No. There was no way to get them back. They'd just completely been nuked. I said, were they in iCloud? He said, I don't know. So I thought, this isn't a good place to start, is it? I don't know. But he never got them back. He said he'd have to, like, ring people and ask them. And I thought, that's not going to work, Bill. Luckily, he's got the Catenian directory to start with, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And then had all the family and stuff. Maura probably had them all written down in a book. My mother would. Yes, dear, you put them on your fancy-schmancy phone, she would have said to Dad. And then when it all went to hell in a handcart, she would have said, would you like to borrow this to put them back in? Oh, do you remember us trying to get in his phone after he died?
Yeah.
It was a good job it wasn't finger ID, wasn't it? Can I just borrow my dad's finger to get in? Oh, or face ID. Could have done with a twin on that basis. No, so Bill lost all his contacts with Catalina, so I think he's going to be very, very careful this year. But, I mean, there's no reason to actually lose the contacts, and you could have done a backup. Although we had some shenanigans with contacts, didn't we? We were trying to get them out in a CSV.
Oh, yeah.
And we ended up in Outlook as one of the very few ways to do it. So that could have gone easier and better as well. These are not getting any better. I'm now up to 18 hours. Like I said, possibly Earth hours. Don't quote me. We are at 472 meg on one of them and 315 on the other. So I'll give you constant updates as we go through it. But as for a live install tonight, that's not happening. Not happening. Where's Vivaldi gone? Oh, for crying out loud, have I lost Vivaldi? Why am I losing stuff? There we go, I'm back. The install biggle screen has just appeared for Paul. Send me a screenshot, Paul. That way I can just look at it and admire. I've no idea what's going on in the UK. We're obviously poor relations of you in the States.
Well, so he's nearer the data centre.
He's actually nearer Apple, isn't he? A lot nearer.
Nearer than we are.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, Deb's not going to be here. Genealogy conference. Oh, well, we hope you can pop in and say hi, but do have a fantastic time. That sounds amazing. It's always nice when you're with a group of people and you're talking about something and everybody is like on the same page. Unlike us at church, where we're never on the same page, are we? Hello, Tracy. Do we think Tracy's silly enough to do the Biggles thing? No, I don't think so either. We're having fun with Biggles here, Tracy. Paul's already got it. He's on the install screen. I'm about 3 weeks behind. So never mind. Never mind. Have you got your printing sorted or are you still at the stuck stage? The virtual, I think I've got a virtual printer, but I thought everybody had a print to preview. Do you have a print to preview option? In your printers, have you got a printer that says print to preview? Because I thought everybody had it, but apparently not. Still on High Sierra and probably happy to stay there.
Where would I find it?
In the printers and scanners dialogue, Mike, from the system
preferences. Of printers?
Yes.
No, I've only got one, which is the one next door.
Oh, the real printer. I must have installed a virtual one.
There you
then.
Go. I've just got the one listed.
I actually think, Tracy, given what you're trying to do, you'll probably take more time piddling around trying to get four separate pages printed out the way you want it. I might be tempted to turn that into a two-page A3 thing with manual page placement. I think given how you're intending to print it, that's probably a wise idea. Did you create the baseline grid that's in the original Affinity Publisher document? Anthony's got print to PDF in the print dialog box. Is it configurable though? Mine is, and that's what I'm finding a bit strange. Now, my virtual printer is Printopia. But what is bizarre is it's saying that my print to PDF is offline. But I have made the paper size A3 and it is working. Not a chance to delve to find virtual printer and the bleeds and the baseline. Yes, right. If you're printing to a standard printer, you won't need a bleed. It's not a problem having it there. It'll be ignored if you just turn it off at the point that you're creating it. So not a problem to have a bleed. The baseline, was that set in any particular certain way for a reason? I'm only asking because looking at it, stuff isn't actually aligned to the baseline, which is the entire purpose of the baseline. Good night, Jonathan. How are we feeling confidence-wise, Jonathan? Are you a confident boy for Friday night or not? Or are you having a nap in training for Fridays, Jonathan? Why is that printer saying it's offline, but it's the default? It's not helpful, is it? Status offline. Well, I've got a virtual printer, but as Anthony says, you could potentially just ignore the whole thing and print it to PDF. Ooh, 630 meg. Right, let's try that from Affinity Publisher. The new shiny, I've got a new icon version of Affinity Publisher, I might add. Oh, that they haven't matched up to the splash screen. Naughty, naughty. Nor the interface on the inside. But let's have a look. Let's open it up and have a look. Oh, and did I find one word that I understood in here, Tracy? I think I did. In fact, I think I got easily three. I got one word that looks like center, so I'm assuming it's center. And then I got one that looks like solution to me. And another one that is potentially basic or basically. Oh, and solution, obviously, got that one. Which was the other one like? A commercial, possibly got that one. But I need to stop thinking of it as a quiz and actually try printing it out, don't I? Right, if we go to the print thing and we go to PDF at the bottom. So is the printer attached to yours a physical printer? So let's choose the one that's not actually working. And range. Yeah, if it's a physical printer, you have trouble setting other sizes, but it can actually be done. What's the size and how are we doing it? That's the point. I think A4 is 297 by, is it 20, Mike? 21? 21 and a half?
Something like that, isn't it?
Right, well, can you find out? Because I need to know what A3 is.
A3. A3 size in centimetres.
Well, millimetres, but yeah.
297 by 420.
Right, 297 by 420. Right, let's user define it. And let's give it a name of A3 and see if it likes it. Well, it does not like it. This is a step in the right direction. However, it would need to be the other way round. So if I go to document layout and I choose booklet. Yeah, it's working for me, Tracy, even on a printer that doesn't take it. Would it be beneficial to do a quick demo tomorrow of how I've actually set that up? I've got a weird setup on my printer. Basically, the printer doesn't work, does it, Mike?
No.
No, what I need is like the Flintstones. You remember they used to have like a bird and it just used to peck at stone? That's what I need to be faster. But yeah, it's working for me. Now, once you've got it set on the printer, you should then be able to just save it as a PDF, which is what Anthony's talking about, as having a save as PDF option. So if I do the save as PDF option, and yeah, that'll do. Stick it on there. Let's have a look what we get. Oh, I do like a challenge, don't you, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, just not every minute of every single day. Like trying to get Biggles downloaded. Right, where's it gone? Where's it gone? Do a search. There's the brochure. What does it look like as a PDF? Spot on perfect. So it's how the printer's set up, which is probably faster to show you than it is talk you through it. Where's the other pages? Yep. I've got 4 and 1 and 2 and 3. So what have you tried? I'd have thought a virtual printer would have been the best way, and that was the way that I did it. But I've just tried it on a physical printer that's black and white. And I've got a colour PDF that's set up exactly as you want. So Anthony's got Save as PDF and Save as Acrobat PDF. In the preset, you can use the Acrobat Profiler. You do. It also has, is it EPS? I think it could just be a PostScript printer, in which case it's just really a set of instructions. But I've just done that on, I'll explain it all tomorrow, but the short version is there's a physical printer, which is a print device. And that's the thing that's on the shelf that never works. On your computer, you have a printer, air quotes, which is really a printer configuration. Oh, it's gone up to 2 days for me Biggles install. Maybe Paul could fly it over. In fact, he could probably send it on a slow boat from America and see if we'd still get here faster. Oh, good job I'm not in a rush is all I'll say. You couldn't get the 4-1 and the 2-3. No, it's I've got that here, it's fine. Haven't changed any of the copy. Let me think. Let's do that. So the print device you should be able to configure, but the whole point of a print device is that you need drivers and stuff. So I picked a standard PostScript printer and got out of it what you needed. But I've just done it with the standard one, and I'm actually quite surprised that it's done it, and it's done it in colour, etc. But there you go. Have a look at that. If that's what you're after, then I can go through it tomorrow. You're in the supermarket. Showed up as a red warning on page view in the print dialogue. It was too big for the page. Nope, not seeing that. Well, yes, I can show it you. So have a look at that later. That's a PDF. If that's what you're after, then I can show you that. Always fabulous, isn't it? That was my concern, you know. Do you remember when we were doing that brochure for the Munich thing?
Yeah.
And we were trying to talk to the printer people. And the printer people, the actual Easy Print, isn't it?
Easy Print? I think it was, yeah, something like that, wasn't it?
Everything you need's on the site. It's in InDesign format. Yeah, that's not going to help because I'm using Affinity Design, Affinity Publisher. And it was like, we haven't heard of that. We don't know what that is. Anyway, it worked in the end. Once you've got all the configuration settings, it's fine. And then save them. So nothing to do with the actual printer. You can actually set that up inside Publisher. But it's Publisher night tomorrow, so it fits in quite nicely. You went to copy to your iMac. It says it'll take 2 days. mine's saying 2 days, Paul, now as well. It's a good job we're not in a rush, isn't it? I'll install it on the day of release. Yeah. No, you won't be doing that. I don't know how Apple have got the cheek to put this out. It's like turning the clock back 9 years to the first one, because the last few have been fine. I took my own advice last night, you'll be glad to hear. And I downloaded the last version of Catalina. And it took less than a minute, I think. It's about six to eight gig. Less than a minute, anyway. Right. I have some water, please. Thank you.
Where is it?
You're copying onto a 32 gig flash drive. Oh, sneakerware. It's ridiculous. I wonder what's the bottleneck with it. Oh, mine's just said 12 days.
Oh, 12 days of Christmas.
This isn't even there funny, is it? Oh, you couldn't make it up. Oh, actually, it's motoring. Look. Only 22 hours to go. Oh, God, I'm enjoying myself here. The thing is with these install stories, what's fantastic is when you go back, because we did the MacBytes 10 and it was about the 10 versions of OS 10. And it was like, oh, do you remember that? And the thing was, you don't remember that until you actually reread what you got up to. And this will go down in MacBytes history as, you know, 22 days. This was worse than when I was on dial-up, I swear it is. So I've now got one saying 10 hours and I've got one saying 2 days. But the one that's saying 2 days was actually only saying about 6 hours 2 minutes ago. Either way, let's have a race. Let's see if Paul can get it onto a pen drive faster. Oh. You shouldn't need Acrobat, Tracy. It might be easier with it because you've got Adobe Distiller. Distiller is an app that takes any kind of input and outputs it into an Acrobat file. But, I mean, it's a new version of it, but it is actually as old as the hills. So things have moved on a bit and you should be able to do it on a standard printer, as long as you can persuade it that it can take A4 paper. But it's only a driver. So what I'm saying is the bit that's on the computer is only a driver. It should not be listening to the physical hardware saying I can't take that size of paper, because it's the driver that should drive the physical device. But printers are spawn of the devil, as I always say. So anything could be happening. I can show you what I can do with it, but... Oh, and Paul's iMac has shipped. Will the iMac get there faster than you'll get this installed? we're still at the pondering stage with that, so we'll sort that out. Good grief, it's busy in Slack today, isn't it? 10 hours and 2 days. I'm at 1.9 gig on one, which is amazing. So when's it saying that your lovely new iMac will be with you? It's usually about 8 to 10 days, isn't it? Maybe a week, depending. Have you noticed, Mike, people are still at the stage here if anything's late? Oh, well, it's COVID.
Mm.
You're like, why is it stood there stopping you? Oh, it's just like...
It's like when I rang somewhere and they said the phones, basically the phones are out of action because of COVID. And I know what they meant. People were working from home, so there was nobody to answer the phone. Why they couldn't redirect it, I don't know. But they made it out to sound like the phones were transmitting COVID, and therefore to prevent the transmission of COVID, the phone lines were not in use.
Well, clearly they were using 5G phones, Mike. Oh, did you not think of that?
Didn't think of that, no.
Oh, I got recommended a video on YouTube. I don't know why, because I haven't watched any of that conspiracy kind of stuff. And it was an explanation of how one person questioned COVID and 5G in the same breath. And before they knew it, it had gone worldwide. I think this thing was about 45 minutes, so I didn't bother watching it, but I thought, So it starts off as one person. If only the truth could get round the world as fast. The 20th. 8 days. It'll probably be before that, though, won't it? Is that the earliest day? We usually get kind of... a window. So it would, the window when we looked at it the other day was the 30th to the 3rd, I think. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was the first, which is a little bit earlier than I would particularly want it because we're not off till the week after. So if it arrived that week, it wouldn't be a major disaster, but the 7th would be a good day. But of course, you're probably better having it here earlier rather than later for when it disappears. So we'll go in and we'll have a look at what the dates are at the moment. But the last time we ordered them at exactly the same second, to the second, and mine arrived a day before Mike's, and I let it sit there and wait until his arrived. Greater love hath no woman than that. It has been proved. Distiller used to be the bane of Tracy's life. Distiller's awful. I mean, if you are in print production, then it makes total sense. If you're not, it's just a nightmare. Most of my stuff was always on the web, so I had very little that was professionally printed until we started doing all of the Catinian stuff and the Munich stuff. And then, of course, it needed to go out to print, at which point it's got to be spot on right. And don't make one tiny mistake, because obviously once it's gone, it's gone. And that's the content element. But then on top of making sure the content is pixel perfect, you've then got all of the print options. And it's not even just things like the colour. You know, do you want CMYK RGB? It's not even just that. You've got the bleed, you've got the margin, you've got all the rest of that. And then on top of that, you've got the type of paper. Oh, and do you remember the fiasco with the spot colour?
Yeah.
I said we didn't need a spot colour. They insisted on a spot colour. We sent it with a spot colour and they sent it back and said, you don't need a spot colour. Like, yeah, that's what I said about 3 days ago. But once you've got it set up, just hold on to that configuration and live with it. Earlier than the original estimate. There you go. You see, 25th, 27th. So I've got a sneaking suspicion ours would arrive incredibly early and that would give us grief. Because we have to carry on doing what we do, and you can't do that when the office is in complete uproar because you're trying to install two machines with all the other equipment that's already in here. So later would be better. That first week would be very nice. Or Mike could take another week off. That would work well. Mm. Couldn't you be ill, Mike?
Yeah.
How many sick days have you had this year? Oh, none. There you go. I don't think sick days work the way they do in my mind, do they?
No.
No, they're like extra holidays in my mind. I'm not feeling too well today. I think I'll have a duvet day. Genealogy software that stopped printing PDFs larger than 500 pages. Why? He wrote the copy and asked why this was happening. They said it would print any type of report, no size limits. Hmm. Drop some people. You can't drop some people, surely. Get a new virtual printer. That is not good. I don't see why there would be particularly a limit. As long as it can... I mean, the data's in there and it can obviously manipulate the data, then I don't see why that would be, unless it was like some particular thing they'd put on it. I actually said to Mike yesterday... early this morning, whatever. That I swore software used to work better years ago. We've been sold this concept now.
Yeah, it was tonight we were talking about it.
We've been sold this concept of the old way of doing it was you had this monolithic application that came on a physical media and you installed it. And updates would trickle out, but there would be tiny updates. They would not be feature updates. They would be tiny updates. And to be honest, in the days when I very first had a PC, there wasn't really a concept of an update. You had the media and you installed that, but how would they get an update to you? So we've moved along and they've now got this concept of, oh, you know, subscriptions. We can give you new features as soon as they're ready. We can make sure the bug fixes are rolled out as soon as. This is the way forward. This is the modern way to do it. And I said to Mike, the problem with this approach is they can afford to be sloppy. And they are, with knobs on. So they roll something out that's, I mean, it can be anything from an innocuous point update that totally nukes either part of an application or the entire application. And yes, they'll then roll out an update, but then you have to proactively go and get those updates, and then you have to make sure that the update works. I installed this application, and it's been working probably for the best part of about 5-6 weeks, absolutely perfectly. Update rolls out. Oh, you need to install this because this isn't working. I install, it's not worked since. It won't open. No matter what I do, where I install it, it won't open. Even after I'd done the update that fixed half the other stuff, this particular application won't open. So I've had to put a support ticket in. And in the meanwhile, I'm without the application. And if you remember that other debacle that happened this year, the Charlie Munro stuff.
You missed that.
What?
It's the end of Mass and the camera pan round and the dog's there.
Oh, Isa!
Yeah.
Oh, Isa's gone. They're not showing you Isa now, are they? Well, you can download it for me later.
Catch it on the replay.
Mike's got a Mass on for the deceased tonight. And has anybody else commented?
Yeah, a few people.
But they know you're there because it says X, Y and Z is watching.
Well, I also put Peace Be With You, so they know.
That he's not listening to Mass is irrelevant. But the priest who's doing it, not our priest, it's the one with the dog. He's got a beautiful, beautiful black lab.
Joe Wilkinson said, love the dog.
She's gorgeous. She really is cute. I'd love her to meet Lola. Anyway, we went to Mass there and we know the deacon. I mean, we know Father Stephen, but not as well as we know Ned, our father. And he said, do you want to come and meet the dog? So went in to meet the dog. Oh, she's gorgeous. Isa the dog. And she's just made an appearance on Mass. Classic. She's a really nice dog, though. Hubby told me he thought it was spooling too fast. Their software couldn't handle it. You heard the issue on the Facebook group. Snarky Geek wrote a column on how to fix it. That is a good idea. Yeah, I guess it could be spooling too fast, but that's just badly coded software, isn't it? That's what I'm saying. If you feel you make this software and it's going to be burnt to a disk tomorrow, you'll make darn sure it works. Because otherwise you'll have to trash all of that and it costs a fortune. And that's why they're saying to us that the more modern way of doing it, where you get updates across the internet and all of that, is a better way to go. And it is, but it only is if they have the same mentality as they needed to have when they were burning it to media. Because otherwise it's just, oh, we just send it out. If it doesn't work, we'll send a patch out.
Joe Wilkinson says, does the dog have paw sanitizer?
The dog's adorable. So I'd like the old mentality of the monolithic release where they paid as much attention because they knew they'd get sacked if it didn't work. Because I can't tell you the number of updates I've had this year that there's been something wrong with. It isn't a case of, right, we've added that feature and then in the next update we're adding another feature. Every single one is, this is fixing this bug and this is fixing that bug. And you're thinking, for crying out loud. And they're regressive bugs as well. So they'll roll out patch one, which fixed problem one, and then patch two comes out to fix problem two. You get onto patch three, and when you read it, it's fixing issue 3, 2, 1, and something from 6 months ago. That's just, you know, we thought we'd fix that, but it's reared up again. That's why I read the release notes. They're absolutely hysterical. If I worked like that, you'd be sacked. Can you imagine providing training for people? And it's like, yeah, I know that bit's wrong, but don't worry, I'll do a patch tomorrow. That's not the mentality. So I think developers needed something kicked up their backside. How are we doing with my download? How many hours now?
Do you reckon
now?
The dog just wandered in?
Probably. Probably left the door open and she wandered in.
Yeah.
They were probably... Oh, no, they can't sing, can they? I was going to say maybe they were singing and she went in to see what was going on.
He's singing, but he's on his own. Well, he's got the dog with him.
Why don't you focus on the dog? Because all anybody wants to see now is the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're thinking of having live cam at the church. He does realise, doesn't he, that this means people may never go again. He's been persuaded after all this time. How am I doing? Oh, it's down from 2 days to 11 hours on the laptop. And 10 hours on the main one. So we'll have to see how that goes. Oh, I'm going. I better put Tracy's thing on a post-it note before it escapes me. I had no mic. All things must go on a post-it note.
I got a mail today, Kim, from my dentist that says we are open.
Well, I got one of those from mine last week, and I thought, that's nice for you. See you next year. I am not in pain. I am brushing my teeth like a demon. I don't need to see them till next year. Right, Tracy's printer. There we go. So as long as I don't lose the post-it note, we're all right. Watched a fabulous video today about a woman with post-it notes. She ran her entire quarter on post-it notes on a Kanban board. And then the next video, she was organising an entire book, a full-length book, fiction book, on index cards. And I'm thinking, I can't see the benefit of index cards, but virtual ones. And she was saying, and you can put, she had like a stationary ring. I don't know if you know what I mean. You know, like a ring binder, one of the rings off a ring binder, but it was completely independent and you just kind of hook it through a hole, that. And she said, you can take them anywhere with you and work on them. And I'm like, yeah, but they're index cards. You could spill tea over them while you're at it. But I was thinking, this is a fascinating system. I wonder if it could be made digital. My sole aim in life. Imagine if we did dentistry that way. Exactly, Kim. I just feel that they've changed the mentality for programmers to, we'll fix that tomorrow. But the downside of that, although you do get new features, be honest, when you get an app and it's, oh, we've got all these new features, how many of them do you use? And even if you did, if you use 50% of them and they saved you a couple of minutes here and there, how much time is lost troubleshooting applications? I mean, Notion are a swine for it. There was something happened. Was it about 2 weeks ago? Mike went into one of our tables. And this table, how many things did it have in it? Was it huge? It wasn't really, was it? I think there was probably about 80 items in it. And he went in, and at the top, was it blank? Or it didn't have the right stuff at the top? Something wasn't right at the top of it, so he wasn't seeing the right data. And it was a saved view, so he should have been. And then he scrolled down to the bottom of the table, went back up to the top, and the missing items appeared. And this was replicatable. I tried it across about 15 tables. It did the same on every one. And I said, they're obviously working towards some kind of update involving this, which clearly they were, but it took 2 days to fix. Then not long ago, there was that one with the icons that I told you all about, where you've allocated an icon to something, either previously or literally just now. And when you go back into the page, the icon's gone and you think, that must have been me. I mustn't have said okay at some point. Oh dear, oh dear. Paul's going to love this one. I'll take a screenshot of that. An error occurred while installing the selected updates. In other words, it's taken that long. It won't download it. So after all of that, oh, this is jolly fun, isn't it? Shall we start again? No, I mean, online services, you know, they work on the back end, and the benefit of that is they can roll stuff out fast. But it's the amount of time that I'm wasting and you're wasting just trying to work out if something is actually a problem or if it's something you've done or something like that. And it is. It's just one huge, almighty waste of time, which I just don't think needs to happen. And it's a mentality with the programmers. Oh, you lucky, lucky girl, Station 19 and Grays. We're not going to get that till probably, well, last year. Normally it's January. But last year, I think it was May.
That's not good, Simon.
Oh, no. Simon! Although man flu can be considered worse than COVID, you've got to be very, very, very careful here. You already said you felt really bad, though. Is it worse than it was yesterday, or are you actually on the mend yet? And how's your daughter? Is she okay? Oh, and what about Mrs. Simon and the other baby Simon? No, I don't know. It's funny how man flu's not actually being mentioned, isn't it, Simon? That is really shocking news. Look after yourself. All of you. All of you look after yourselves. Have you had a test? I'm not sure what the situation is with tests at the moment. I mean, on the one hand, oh, this was a classic. I doubt it'll affect you, Simon, but it was something that I read. Tested yesterday, not expected results until tomorrow. Get everybody tested and locked down the doors. They were saying that to get a test, but at least you've had one now. You're more worried about the dog. That's what I was like with my, if anything happens, you know, who's going to look after Lola? Apparently cats can get it, but I've not heard of a cat or a dog dying with it yet. We're being told, Kim, that you can get a turnaround in 15 minutes. I don't know who's doing these tests. McDonald's, probably. Oh, Simon. All our thoughts, and I know you won't appreciate this, but prayers are with you anyway. I think it counts if the person who's saying them believes. Don't worry about it, but they're coming your way. 48 hours to 5 days, crying out loud. Well, I hope you have an easier ride of it as is possible. The thing on the BBC was saying that somebody felt they needed a test and they went to get a test. You're not a god, Nancy. Loving that one, Simon. Yeah, don't worry about the mask that Mike's at for the deceased. That's the deceased of long ago, not the deceased of now. Don't worry about that.
He was interacting with the congregation. He said, "It's great to be able to sing again. And thank you to Libby, who said 10 out of 10 for your singing." And she goes back and says, "You're welcome, Father."
He's so cool. I think he is actually cooler than people give him credit for, to be honest. Yeah. I do. Yeah, this test thing was, this girl thought she needed a test. So you have to apply for a test, apparently. And she put all the paperwork together that you need for it, and she got turned down. And I'm like, pardon? Why would you be turned down for a test if you really, really think you need one? And it was because she had, and I quote, a thin credit file. If you don't have any... You don't have any symptoms, you don't qualify. I'm crying out loud. This one was because she didn't have a credit history. They couldn't prove her address. And I said to Mike, that freaks me out because I don't have credit either. I've only had my college loan, which was 1992. And that's it. I do have two credit cards, but I've never been overdrawn and I've never had a loan for anything. If I want something, then I'll save up for it and then buy it. I'm old school. And that freaked me out. I thought, I didn't realise they could turn you down because you have a thin credit rating. But apparently they can. I thought everybody could get a test. I think you need to put Simon somewhere out of your way, like in the bunker downstairs. Oh, that's got to be such a worrying time. There will be more positive vibes coming your way from all over the globe than you'll be able to cope with. Didn't we have something like this before? A good few months ago, one of you had a test. Oh, I can't remember which one now. Remind me. If it was you, remind me. Anthony's same as me. Student loan and one credit card. That's exactly what I do, just pay it off. Which I thought that was a good way to go, but apparently not. So when I went in for my iPhone, this was 2008, it was like, you've got no credit history. And I said, that's because I've not had credit before. Anyway, somehow, because I knew somebody in the Apple store, it got pushed through. So that was okay. So I now have my phone with O2. What was the other one that I went in for? And your heart's in your mouth because you know what they're going to say to you. you've got no credit history. But, you know, if you're good with money and you don't go overdrawn, then of course you've got no credit history.
Here you go. So the mass has ended. And then there's the dorky.
Oh, hello, Isa.
In the middle of the aisle.
In the middle of the aisle, right at the front. Take a screenshot. She's a classic. Oh, there's that nice statue of St. Teresa as well. I do like that. We haven't got one of St. Teresa. Ned doesn't like stuff like that. He doesn't like religious paraphernalia in the church. Oh, there was a fabulous picture today in the newsletter of the church. I'll have to put it in for tomorrow for you to see. It was when it was being built in 1966 and you should have seen it. It looked like a bomb site. Oh, Isa.
There you go.
Isn't she gorgeous? She's only about 4 or 5, isn't she? Similar age to Lola.
Shall I what, sir?
Yeah, stick it up in cloud or drop
cloud, it. Cloudy thing.
Night, Tracy.
Night, Tracy.
Tracy will be with us tomorrow. She'll be with us tomorrow. Oh, 4 days now. Because we're doing her print problem. And the other one is still 9 hours. I reckon Paul could FedEx that to me, don't you?
Yeah.
That's Isa. Isa the dog. Who lives with the other priest on the other side of the road? There's the east side and west side, isn't there? We're Sale West.
Mm.
Yeah, Sale West is the uptown side, but they've got the priest with the dog. So, I think myself, if we go to mass with him, can we see the dog?
Yeah,
because that's a bit of a perk, isn't it? I do love the fact the dog's just stood there and look at all the please don't sit here and don't touch that all over the place. And Isa's just like, whatever. She's so cute.
That's why she's got poor sanitizer.
She probably has, actually. They've done really well, though. I mean, they've had all the video stuff that they've done and they've not had any major outbreaks, have they?
No.
A little face. That's right at the front. The little step that you can see behind, that's their altar.
You've missed a church service, Pete.
Oh, Pete.
Attended by the dog.
You've missed loads. My Big Sur install at the moment is reporting 4 days. But most of all, we're all sending positive vibes to Simon and Mrs. Simon and the two Simon Juniors. COVID is on the prowl in their house. So positive thoughts to them. We have Simon and one of the baby Simons with a positive COVID, which is terrifying. And we were laughing yesterday. It must have been man flu, but apparently it's not man flu. What else has gone on? Printing issues with Affinity Publisher, which we will address tomorrow in After Hours. Paul's install downloaded, which is very annoying. Well, mine's saying 3 days now. Oh, and it's already carped out once as well. How come you're updating so? Well, Pete, this is the thing. I'm not. I sat here with the software update button and it says there's an update. You can get Big Sur. And I said to Mike, do you reckon there's like a point that you can say, no, I've changed my mind? In which case, I'll click the button. And all I actually want, it's now failed on the laptop. Gotta love this, haven't you? All I actually want is the installer, because with the installer, I can install it on a virtual machine, have a play with it. And I can also create the video that I usually do, which is how to make a boot disk for fill in the blank macOS. So I need the installer. I don't actually need to install it. I just need the installer. But it's not proving easy at the moment at all. However, having said that, oh, no, it stopped again. It's got to like 10% and then it just sits there for ages. So I don't think it's going to happen today. Let's put it like that. What was the big news from the Apple conference other than the new chips? Not much, Pete. It was quite weird. They started off and they really, really bigged up the chip. It was, if you saw WWDC, you didn't miss a thing because it was exactly the same. So they bigged up the new chip. They had lots of flying little graphics of it. And then they introduced the MacBook Air. The next with the new chip, with a maximum of 16 gig of RAM. which worried me. Then they introduced the Mac Mini, same situation. And when the big slide came on at the end with all the features it had, you know, it's got the M1, it's got this, it's got that. In the top corner, it said, and it's got a maximum of 16 gig of RAM. And I did the old cartoon screech of like, pardon? Because the old Mac Mini had 64 gig of RAM. And I don't believe that this new chip can be as powerful as the old one with 25% of the RAM. They also bigged up the fact that they knocked £100 off the Mac Mini. And I said to Mike, yeah, and 75% of the RAM, just saying. And then once they'd done all of that and they kind of shoved those to one side, and it was like, oh, and there's one more thing. And we've got the MacBook Pro 13-inch. And as Jonathan instinctively, instantly said, you've just bigged up the MacBook Air to be the best laptop you've ever done. Why are you announcing the MacBook Pro now? And what's the difference between them? And we don't have an answer to that. But because it's got Apple Silicon in it, when you lift the lid on the laptops, they're instant on, like an iPad would be. What else was there? Oh, and they ran really, really cool, even though they've not got a fan in them. So my incredulity level was off the scale because I'm thinking it will do with things like a bit of word processing and a bit of this and a bit of that. But if you're trying to edit video on it, what's going to happen when it reaches the fact that it can't do any more without cooling down? And we think it'll just kind of go into some kind of suspended animation and then catch up with itself. So I don't think they're the machines for us at the moment. So we took the decision that night, Mike needs an iMac for at least 3 to 4 years that's an Intel iMac that will work with Excel run virtually on Windows. So we'd already decided we would buy the last Intel iMac, but that night we had a bit of a discussion and it was like, I'm wondering if we should buy two. And we're pondering. Paul did the deed. His is on the way. We're pondering because we would also want it to arrive the first week of our holiday. Because we are off for 4 weeks at Christmas. Don't tell anybody. It's a secret. Because as soon as we have a holiday, there is a calamity. So no more. No more calamities. Is the new version of Discmaker out yet? Not seen it. No, Paul. Version 9 was still the latest. Which I don't think will make one for this. If I need to type in my password, how good is Instant On? Didn't the Air have fingerprint recognition? So I think the idea is that you'd kind of touch it with your fingerprint. Or, no, that won't work. Will it? Yeah, you'd have to touch it or your watch. If I shut the lid on my laptop and then open it again, it flicks up and it says getting password from Apple Watch. So I don't actually need to touch anything. So I wouldn't say it's instant on, but then it's 2 years old and it's not supposed to be instant on. The watch will come into its own more for like utility work like that now, I think. I've got it set up. Just looked at the site. Look at this blog post. Give us the link, Paul. Give us the link and I'll go look. The watch, I've noticed the watch coming more and more into the ecosystem. Your fingerprint recognition never works on the phone, so instant on won't work. I've had great use with the fingerprint recognition. I would recommend redoing it. Redo it if there's an issue with it. Just start again with it. Right. This does not look good if that's up today. It looks like it's not going to be a possibility. Is that the news? Apple didn't make things easy with Apple Script and external discs and blah, blah, blah. You can't fix the bugs. Oh, no. Create a Catalina disc when running Catalina. I did it on my Harvey. I'm reading. Oh no! He isn't going to make it compatible with Big Sur. Won't work on Disc Catalog, Disc Maker 10 in the future, except maybe fixing some glaring issues. What is now sure is that Diskmaker 10 won't become Diskmaker 11. I may open its source code, though, if some people want to lose their time on it. Not sure about that. Maybe with the full team helping, it could have been enhanced in other ways. But I've always been better off working as a lone wolf. Sounds like me. Just want to thank everybody who's used it, sent congrats message and or donations, and thanks those helping make it a better product. Oh, no. That's not good news. I mean, it can be done anyway, but it's a terminal job and a load of jiggery pokery. That's sad. That is sad. I know he had to rely on AppleScript and stuff, but it did work. And it was easy. It was easy to do and it worked. Oh, that's sad. You read on the fingerprints so many times and still after a few times it doesn't work again. Oh. In that case, I mean, now isn't a good time, I'll grant you. I would, in normal times, say take it in and have them look at it, if that's the case, because maybe there's something wrong with it. Mike doesn't have much joy with face recognition, do you? Face ID. But mine works incredibly well. I mean, I'm talking, I'm in bed at night, on my side, no light on whatsoever, just the light from the phone. And the phone is like a good 2 foot away from me because I'm listening to something. And I tap it and it springs to life. I think it's only failed probably about twice in the year that I've had it. 14 months I've had it. I deliberately, when the 10 came out, the iPhone 10, said to Mike, I don't want it. I assumed when the 10 came out with Face ID, it would have fingerprint recognition and I would carry on using that. When I realised it didn't, I said to Mike, I don't want it. I want the fingerprint recognition. Then when the iPad came out, iPad 11 in 2018, the 11 inch in 2018, it did away with the home button and it had face recognition, you know, Face ID on it. And I thought, oh, I want the iPad. So I got the iPad. And apart from the fact that on the iPad, the camera's in a darn silly place, if you're holding it vertically, then it's fine. But if you're holding it in landscape, it's natural to put your finger over the camera. So that's the only time that I have a problem with it recognising it. So it was so good on the iPad that when the iPhone 11 came out, I said to Mike, I wouldn't worry about the Face ID, it's fine. I reckon your problem is your glasses, and I reckon you ID'd yourself with your glasses, and I think you should do it without your glasses and then put your glasses on and ID another person.
Yeah,
and do it that way. Because it works fine if I've got glasses on or off. Anthony's mainly works, but sometimes find you have to wave the phone around in front of your face. No, I never have to do that. In fact, I've always wondered, mine is so good and so fast. I've thought, you know, what if I hold it in front of Mike? Would it open then? Because it just gives me that feeling. It's instant. I was not expecting it to be that good. And for Pete, Face ID better than Finger ID. You have a unique set of facial features. Maybe that's what it is with me, Pete. Maybe it's these fantastic teeth. Mind you, they don't always, you can't always see those. No, it's just always accurate. Finger ID, probably had a couple more failures on that. But to be honest, it's probably me. You know, when you put your thumb on it or your finger on it and it's not quite right. You know, it really is only just like kind of half touching the button. So, no, I've had no problems with either of them, but I do know people who have had issues, same as Mike's having, same as Kim's having, and they've taken them in and they've replaced some kind of unit on it. I don't know if it's involved with the camera unit or somewhere else. And then they've said, oh, you know, it's night and day difference afterwards. So it could well be that there's something not right with it. I don't know what they would be able to do remotely, because I know we're under national lockdown. Those shops are open. So we're back where we were in March. I don't know if there's an Apple store open and you probably won't want to go in anyway. But when you ring them up and you talk to them on the phone, they can do some kind of remote in to your device because they've done it to mine. I think it was a battery I wanted. There was a battery replacement program and I wanted it doing under this battery replacement program. And they could remote into my device. Obviously, I had to allow them in and do some testing on it and test the battery. So they can do remote testing of parts of the equipment. So maybe they could do that for you, if only to sort of say to you, no, it's absolutely fine. Probably worth a call and just ask him. I've seen you, Pete, so don't forget this unique set of facial features. You look fine to me. Did you do it with your the stuff, the uniform on the helicopter? Maybe that was what it liked. Maybe Siri's a lady and it liked it. Liked a man in uniform. It could be that. Now, how am I doing with this? 2 days remaining, 3 days remaining. It may or may not be finished by Christmas. Possibly this year, but it might be next year. But as for making a boot disc, it doesn't look like that's going to be viable that way. So I'll have to do it a totally different way and see how we go. But in terms of getting it installed in a VM, can Parallels take it yet? Because there was an update last week.
I don't know.
I will have to investigate. That could be a demo for next week. Or possibly a face that looked like it had a fight with a rotor blade. Could be anything, Pete. Could be. Because I remember when it came out and people were saying, but what about glasses? And what about a beard? And what about hairstyles? Mine can't possibly be working on half of the features because it's pitch black. And the one time it never, ever has failed is at night, lying in bed, when it's pitch black. With my hair all over the place. And if I've got the fan on, my hair is then blowing all over the place. It's just alarmingly accurate, scarily accurate. So that's the one thing that I think they've actually got right. Rest of it, not quite sure. And as for the download of this Biggles business, I could be here for a while yet. But hopefully I'll have good news by tomorrow night that it's actually downloaded it. So tomorrow is two show Friday. And I've just added an extra bit in for Tracy. But I've got two bits on Affinity Publisher. We have typography. And we have, the calendar creation kit. Had fun with that this week. We've also got Dropbox passwords. And what are you doing?
A bit of Excel.
Well, obviously. Wasn't it showing and hiding sheets?
Showing and hiding sheets.
Mike's playing in the sheets. So what's not to like on a Friday? My face recognition is in dark mode. It must be. It's so accurate. I would think if I held it in front of the dog, it would unlock, which I'll try for you. I'll try that. She's turned into a chattering husky, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's asleep out there.
We've watched a couple of husky videos and she's listened to them and she's now chunnering away like a husky, demanding treats. These husky videos are absolutely hysterical. Might pick one to share. But for the moment, we're going to head off and...
get something to eat.
Well, I would while I'm watching this Bigglesy thing do absolutely nothing.
Magic Mike in the sheets.
Ooh, there's a title for the show. I'm liking that one. Should we have that for tomorrow night's show?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put that in for tomorrow night. Good call. Good call, Kim. So we'll be back with you tomorrow when Biggles may or may not have downloaded. Who knows? But for the moment, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.
Stay safe, guys.